Finally, while it must be clear that the settlement awarded is compensation for past takings and or denial of rights, and not in substitution for present rights under the Indian Act, it is submitted that the settlement of our land claim and the administration of the fund represented by the award along the lines here proposed will have important and far-reaching implications for the future status and welfare of the Indian people. The government has said it wishes to discuss new concepts of Indian organization and administration. The acceptance of our claim and the implementation of this submission will redress an ancient and serious wrong, remove a legitimate and deep-seated sense of grievance over past events, and produce the atmosphere conducive to cooperative discussions of future development. The participation by the Indians in the benefits and other advantage of one award which is made in recognition of rights and administered by their own people and not as a continuing handout or quasi-subsidy paid out and administered by others will make it possible for the Indians to enjoy again some proper sense of dignity and self-sufficiency. This, coupled with the practical opportunities for and advantages of development, training and administration, which would flow from a settlement of this nature and all its implications for the future, make this claim and this proposal not only a redress of grievances or an onerous demand for further payment, but a prospect for the mutual advantage of all citizens concerned, Indian and non-Indian alike.